Would you turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 5? Ephesians 5 beginning at verse number 13. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Let us go to Heavenly Father. Beloved God, our Father, we thank you again. We thank you for this opportunity that we once again have to bow before you in prayer. And Father, we just thank you for every blessing that you give us. And we thank you for being in our presence. We pray that all that we have done this day and all that we will do for the remainder of this evening, Father, will be pleasing to you, acceptable to you, and Father, will be a blessing to us as well. Father, we thank you for all the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ Jesus. And we ask that tonight, that as we look into your word, that we will look into it with a heart ready and willing to receive the truth that we find within it, realizing that you have sent it in love to us, and that we will receive it in that manner, and that we will just strive to redeem the time and to realize how precious time is, that we might be able to do great things in your kingdom before it is too late for each of us as even individuals. We pray that we will just strive to work and to live a life that would magnify Christ before man. This is our prayer in your beloved Son's name. Amen. Time is precious. Time is so precious that many people fail to realize its value until it is too late. Sometimes individuals go through life and it's all right, God gave us this life to enjoy life, but many times individuals put so much stock into all the worldly things around them that they forget about the most important things until they find out that their time is limited. And once they realize that time is limited, then they begin to appreciate many times every moment that they have. Every moment that they have, because they just don't know when the clock is going to stop. We all are at different points in our lives, and many times I acknowledge this, and I want us to all always remember that, some of us being very young, and hopefully, if it's the Lord's will, you have a long life ahead of you. Many of us are right there in the middle. Many of us are at that point where we can look back now and see things through our lives, and some things we are proud that we have accomplished, but other things we regret that we didn't do a better job at. And so then we turn and we look forward, Lord willing, to whatever time we have left to possibly even correct some of the things that we failed to do behind us. And now looking forward that we might take the remainder of our days, the remainder of our years, doing those things that might bring glory to God, those things that might be beneficial to us even through our lives. Then there may even be some that you are going into the fall of your years, and you never know. And these are things that many times people don't like to talk about. You know, I used to work in the insurance business and having to talk to someone about life insurance and having to tell them that you know that you're not going to always be here. And do you want to leave your wife with the burden of trying to figure out how to put you away? Do you want to leave your wife with the burden of trying to pay off your debts? You know, or do you want to leave and have children behind and not know how their college tuition is going to be paid? And many times people don't like to talk about age, and they don't like to talk about death, because those are the things that many times we just feel like those are the things that we just want to hold off and hold off as long as we can. But those are things that we need to constantly ponder on. I looked in the mirror the other day and noticed that I'm looking more like a snow-capped mountain, you know, and so, and it runs in the family. It runs in my family. The men normally, as a matter of fact, I'm much older than most of the men in my family. I should have been all white 10 years ago. But when I look in the mirror and I see that I'm just not that young boy anymore, you know, when I can look at my grown sons or practically grown sons and say, I used to look just like that. And now I don't look just like that. Now I look just like my daddy looked when I was their age, you know. You know. Well, daddy looked a little bit better than me. But the thing is, time is drawing near for all of us. And time should be as precious to us, because we just don't know. We have no idea when the last grain of sand is going to fall. And so I look in this text here, and I see what Paul is writing here, and I just want to bring out just 3 points where Paul is just really placing an emphasis here on, first of all, you need to consider how precious time is and awake. Some people go through life, and I can't necessarily say that about anybody here, I hope not, but have you ever seen a person that goes through life and it seems like they are just not taking life seriously? It's almost like they're sleepwalking. You know, they just go from day to day to day and never have any purpose in their life, and they are in a deep sleep. Sometimes people are in a deep spiritual sleep, and they don't take time seriously. They get up in the morning. They may go to work. They may go to school. They go through the routine. They come home. They eat dinner. They go to bed, or they watch TV, and then the next day they repeat what they did the previous. Instead of stopping and thinking that I need to do something today for the benefit of my soul, I need to do something today to bring glory to God, I need to do something today to touch the life of someone else. Those are the 3 people that we need to focus on every day of our lives: God, someone else, and myself. Every day, did I please God today? Did I touch someone's life today? Have I done anything to benefit myself spiritually, to make me a better person? That's something that we must strive, we must awake and focus on every single day of our lives. Second of all, he goes on and he says, therefore, do not be, see that you walk, in verse 15, circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. There's a lot of evil that's around us, and we need to take note of it. We are in the midst of an evil society. And people don't talk about how evil things are. But if you really stop sometimes and watch the news, watch most of your television, and listen to the conversation of the people you come in contact with in the world, there's a lot of evil that goes on. And the devil is constantly building his fortress. He's building his army. He's building his empire of evil. And we don't think about it because we don't see it, because we're not focusing on it. But we need to take precious time to fight the evil that's around us. And one of the evil things that I wanted to bring out tonight, we need to reach out to our children. Because one day they're going to be left to fend for themselves in this world. You see this boy that killed the kids this week? Just as the judge said, I believe the boy was sick. I believe the boy is mentally ill. But on the other hand, that's still evil. And that's still something to where some kids, some things go on in children's lives many times where if somebody was able, if that child just had been that third person in the triangle, God, myself, and someone else, maybe that child would not have done what he did. There is evil among us, and it is breeding. And our children are thinking that it is normal. Our children are embracing the things that are going on in society now. You see, someone once said, your first generation condones it. Then the next generation accepts it. Then it takes you another generation to bring them back. You see, people didn't say anything about the gay lifestyle for so many years. You know, because after a while, what was going on is those that even spoke against it were wrong in how they spoke against it. You see, we have to be very careful of how we approach sin. Because we can come across as being arrogant and I'm better than you because I live this way. And what ended up happening, you end up turning people off, and so that gives Satan just enough time to plant more seeds, to get more people against what is right and pro what is in error. And so what happens is that this evil concept, eventually, after a while, it goes from being condoned to embraced. And now that's why it's so easy. Don't be surprised in just the next few years when they're ready to accept gay marriage in Alabama. We've got a handful of states already. But that's not the only thing. There's so many different forms of evil that's out there, and we need to take the time in our life. Don't be the person that when you die and you see the things going on, when you don't have much time left, you see the things going on around you, and you say, you know, I wish I could have done something. to help this cause. When you start seeing young people going far away from the church because I didn't do my part to make the church something of a benefit to them, that's wasting precious time. And I just look at all of our kids, and every time I come, I love these children. I love them dearly because many of them seen them born here, and others, if they weren't born here, seen them grow. And I hope the very best for them in the future. I believe we all do. But we that are their elders have but a little time to make an impact on them, and then they're gone. Pat and I are going to be halfway empty nesters in just a few months. Believe it or not, you want to think on one hand it's going to be a good feeling, but, you know, on the other hand, and those that have experience know that when your kids grow up, we have a tendency to worry that did what I instill within them take? Did I spend enough time with them to get that through their heads that they might be able to survive on their own? And so time is very, very precious. And final point here. He says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Time is so precious because you have to understand, and I'm harping on this a lot because I believe that those who are here tonight understand it, but there are so many that aren't here that don't. God's purpose for you. Understanding what the will of the Lord is for you. God's intentions was never for us just to assemble here. That's just a part of us carrying out his will. But there are other things, greater things that he desires of us. And we, all of us, need to strive to seek out what does God desire for me? What is his will for me? And have you ever, and I want you to really think about this, have you ever been out shopping or just out in the public and you got in a nice conversation with someone and walked away from them? And after they were long gone, you may not have even gotten the person's name. And thought back to yourself, you know, I could have invited them to worship. Or that person, I could have maybe set up a Bible study with them over time. Or that person could have developed into a good friend. But many times we waste opportunity. Every moment that clicks off the watch or the clock is a moment that we will not gain again. Even though if you listen to what Paul is writing here, he says, redeeming the time. God had the thing really figured out. God knew that we were going to waste a lot of time in life. So he gave us time to do the right thing. He also allots us time many times where he overlooks our foolishness with time. And then he gives us time to redeem the time that we lost. Does that make sense? That's why he said redeeming the time. Redeeming means to go back and get it. To go back and get it. So I just encourage all of us, go back and redeem precious time. Make it valuable. Because I want to be just like Paul. And I do. I do want to live a long life. I don't want to outlive Pat. I don't want to outlive my kids. But I don't know how that's going to work out. But I would love to just be just old and able to sit up and say, I didn't waste my time. Time was precious to me. And what's even most beautiful is this, is if we don't waste our time, and if we do value our precious time here, then the likelihood is that God will reward us with timelessness. To rejoice in his presence. So just take your time seriously and encourage somebody else to take their time seriously. Because once it's gone, you might not be able to redeem it. Just want to give you all this thought and we'll close. Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson are just two individuals that, and just think about this. They are two individuals made a great impact on the world. No matter how you look at it, they impacted the world. Okay. But neither of them truly impacted the world the way that they could have. They both got way out there. And just when both of them were on their comeback trail, God plucked them. Young folks, don't go way out there. If you can avoid going way out there in sin, going way out there in worldliness, try to avoid that because when you are coming back, you might get plucked. Want to give us something to think about. Tonight, if you haven't been wise with your time, if you have not taken your time seriously, if you haven't been studying your Bible and meditating on the things that we discuss in classes here, and so forth, if you haven't taken the time out to pray like you should, if you haven't taken the time out to prepare yourself to do greater things in the kingdom for God, right now make up in your mind that you are going to take your time seriously and fully commit to God. And know what the will of the Lord is for you. Let us stand. There's one that needs to come tonight for prayer. You have that opportunity as we sing the song of invitation.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully singing His graces? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?